B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Live from the Checkpoint XP Studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and the second member of the Checkpoint XP crew to get ghosted by Weirdbeard, me.
Whoa!
James Campbell.
What happened? What did he do? What did you do?
I'm still waiting to find out what's going on with Weirdbeard. He's supposed to join me and squad up in some Warzone.
Actually, I was supposed to do Warzone. Yeah. And then, I had the massive, most biggest download I've ever had.
Massive, most biggest download.
And then I had to handle some other work stuff.
James?
He was so busy handling this massive download, he couldn't even send me a text message that said, sorry!
Yeah, that's the way it
is. Sorry, I can't make it!
So the next time that Weirdbeard can't make it, you send me a text. I'll be there for you.
There's a professional gaming league that's paying players significantly more than any other league. We'll talk about which league and find out what the average salaries are for some professional gamers, but first... So recently there have been an influx of professional gamers getting busted cheating. With all these tournaments that would have taken place being canceled, and forcing teams to compete from home is getting harder to detect the cheating. Robbie, what can you tell us about all these low-life deadbeat cheaters?
Yeah, so we have three sort of big incidents that have happened over the last couple weeks, and they're all actually pretty distinct from one another, too. So the first one that happened, I would definitely say, is a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. So Formula E has been replacing its actual car races with virtual ones, which drivers can compete in from home. 27-year-old German driver Daniel Abt finished third in the latest leg of the Formula E's Race at Home Challenge, but it was discovered that Daniel wasn't actually behind the wheel.
Oh, shame,
yeah,
shame.
Yeah, so ex-F1 driver Stoffel Vendome, who finished second in the race and suspected that something might be afoot, he noticed that Daniel wasn't using his webcam, and when they actually looked into it, found out that he had actually hired a ringer. He got a professional gamer to drive for him.
Isn't that the first thing, though, like when you're about to cheat on this kind of a game that you would think and have to figure out, what do I do about the people, like, watching me? Because the moment that you just don't have a webcam, it's all
better off.
Especially
if you had one up beforehand. Yeah, yeah.
Something afoot there. Mm-hmm. I love that he had somebody race for him, but yet still only came in third. Come on, if you're going to have a ringer in there, why don't you go number one,
yeah,
baby?
Yeah. So he was forced to pay 8,900 euros, which is going to be over $9,000 in U.S. dollars, and was disqualified from the last race, and he has had all of his points from the series wiped. He has since apologized, saying, I did not take this as seriously as I should have.
Oh, shut up.
I'm especially sorry about this because I know how much work has gone into this project on the part of the Formula E organization.
Shut up.
I am aware that my offense has a bitter aftertaste, but it was never meant with any bad intention. You cheated!
Did he hire a ghostwriter to write that crappy apology? Because it was the most insincere thing you could have put out.
It sounds like they're probably at the same age. Because a 27-year-old man giving an excuse for an apology that you'd hear from a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah. So one of the other incidents was actually in Fortnite. Sekosama, the winner of the Asian leg of the Fortnite Championship Series, has been suspended from the game and has had his prize money taken away after he was caught teaming. That is a cooperative act that is banned in competitive play. And so what teaming is, that's when someone who's not actually on your team is playing as though they are. So he was going ahead of where Sekosama was going to be, picking up all the good items and hiding them somewhere where items normally wouldn't be, so Sekosama would know where to get them and other people couldn't pick them up.
So if he cracked open a chest and he got a sweet gun, he would hide it behind a bush or something somewhere in
Fortnite. Or like first aid or health kits.
Yeah.
He would also attack people, but not kill them, allowing Sekosama to finish them off and get the point for the kill.
So like in this tournament, you would get bonus, like they're trying to get as many points as possible.
Mm-hmm. You win, obviously, for being the last one alive, but you get more points for downing people as
well. Yeah, so like essentially, I mean, he wasn't scoring the baskets for him, but he was giving him all the assists, just passing him the ball the entire time.
Yep. So Sekosama lost his $15,000 winnings, but will only serve a 14-day suspension.
Does that stop people from doing it? Does a 14-day suspension and having to give your money back?
No, because to me, like, if I, let's say that I cheat 9 times out of 10, right, and I'm only going to get banned for 14 days, but the time that I'm not banned, I get $15,000 or more?
Hell yeah.
Nah, I still, to me, this should have been way more severe.
Yeah, that seems really weak. 14-day suspension, so 2 weeks off.
Yeah, pretty much two weeks off. That's what that is, yeah.
$15,000 is going to hurt, but if I'm making, you know, $300,000 winning a tournament, $15,000 is nothing.
Yeah, so the final one actually happened in CSGO. Red Bull announced the winners of the Finnish Red Bull Flick tournament that they have been banned after the event was actually concluded. This was a 2v2 tournament won by Finnish players Jaze and Wolds, who were originally going to represent Finland ahead of the national finals come June. Now, this was a little bit more, I think, what you would expect when it comes to cheating in esports. They were actually using programs that assisted them. Now, we're not sure exactly what programs they were, whether they were something that assisted with their aim or wall hacks that allowed them to go through or see through walls.
Oh.
But the way that the reason this wasn't detected and it's only happening afterwards is that the cheating was detected after the fact by an update by Faceit's anti-cheat software. Now, Faceit's the company who organizes these tournaments on behalf of Red Bull, but essentially these guys were using cheats that hadn't actually been updated into the cheat detection software yet. So it's basically like this sort of two-week window between these cheats coming out and the update to the system where these guys were able to use the cheats. But they were caught after the fact, and as a result, they had their prize money and their placement stripped away.
This is the most cut and dry one out of all of these, I think.
Oh,
it's the easiest one to be like, hey, you're a cheater, get out of here, stay away. Especially doing it on Faceit, which is like since it's a private company, it's a next level of like cheat detection.
Okay.
That's the one that's gonna be punished the worst and is the most like non-gray area one. So those guys are screwed.
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yep. Now unfortunately they weren't able to obviously redo the entire tournament, so the runner ups were the ones who get to go on to the next tournament instead.
Is that all that happened to them? They're no longer allowed to be a part of the finals?
Yeah, whatever? Yeah.
They're not getting
much.
Dinged? They're not getting banned? They're not getting
From what I've read, losing out on this, they're probably blacklisted
Taking away their Red Bull?
Yeah. Doing something like that, like, it's not a good look. It's not a good look at all.
Oh, man. Well, that seems like they got off pretty easy. We're going to talk more about cheating in video games in a moment, because now it's time for our close shave of the week.
Time is up! Oh my god!
Checkpoint XP's close shave. Watch it at checkpointxp.com.
The Overwatch League May Melee tournament wrapped up with a bang in the Asian region. The bottom seed, Seoul Dynasty, fought their way to the finals against the first seed, Shanghai Dragons. It was the first to four series, and the Dynasty, against all odds, won the first three matches, putting the series at match point. Now, miraculously, the Shanghai Dragons managed to fight back and deliver a four-game reverse sweep and take home the win.
This one, Fledder moving over to the Torbjorn, but he was not able to get his ultimate off in time. The beam, it burns them down, indeed, Josh. The overtime, is it not enough? It is not enough whatsoever. The Shanghai Dragons have done it. I cannot believe what we have witnessed, the reverse sweep.
That's incredible, unbelievable scenes. And the Shanghai Dragons are on their feet. They can't believe what they've just accomplished. They should be so proud. The mental fortitude to keep themselves in that match.
Congrats to the Shanghai Dragons coming in with that four-game reverse sweep and narrowly dodging defeat. Now remember, if you ever miss a close shave of the week, you can always find them posted over at checkpointxp.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to checkpointxp.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just talking about professional esports players getting busted cheating and being stripped of prize money and given bans and all sorts of other forms of punishments. Now, we want to talk more about cheating in video games or otherwise, because I feel like Weirdbeard, you would strike me as a potential video game cheater.
Oh. Never. I have.
Oh, no, hold on. Specifically, you know where I think he would cheat?
Where's that?
I think that he would cheat against his daughter. I think he would
refuse
to lose against her.
I can't even imagine what would happen in the Weirdbeard household if his daughter beat him in a video game.
Yeah, what do you have to say for yourself?
I have no VAC bans ever. I've never been cheated. The only thing I will say that I like...
What's a VAC ban?
A VAC ban by Steam is like when your hardware ban, meaning that they know that you have the cheats like installed on your stuff and you're not just banned from the game.
Okay.
You're banned from playing any game on
you're
the
platform. You're gone completely.
Yes, you're removed. The only time I've cheated, and I was a very bad, now reformed cheater. split screen couch play, like couch co-op. Oh, if we were to play older games where you would play on the couch with somebody. Hell yeah, I will.
It's hard not to. It's on the same screen. Exactly. Like, it's right there. There was one time I had actually made a bet with a friend. This was back when I used to stream a whole lot. The new Tomb Raider game had came out. And the bet was whether or not I could 100% complete the game within, I think it was within that week, right? Find all the collectibles, all the secrets, do everything. And I wasn't allowed to use any guides. And I would stream all of it. Well, because I had multiple monitors, I used a guide anyway, but they didn't know. Because while I'd be looking at it, I'd be like, oh, man, I need three more things in this area, right? I know exactly where it is because of the guide, but if I beeline straight to it, they're going to know. Like, how'd you know it was there? So I'd have to spend like 30 minutes being like, all right, well, I remember looking through here. I remember finding one in here. Maybe it's up in here somewhere, right?
Like, you didn't know what was going on.
Nobody knew. I mean, I eventually came out about it, you know, a couple months later, but nobody knew. I got away with it. Wow. Perfect.
So Robbie's really the cheater we need to be worried about.
Yes, he's the one undercover that'll take all your stuff. James, do you get nervous even talking about cheating? I feel like you're the kind of person that would.
God, and I don't really get nervous talking about it, but I don't. I'm not smart like enough to cheat. You know, it's a video game. What am I, other than cheat codes? I think the last time I cheated was. The Ninja Turtles game, the arcade game for Nintendo.
That's not a cheat.
With the Konami code.
Built into the game. Okay. That is not a cheat in that case.
That's what I was going to say is, what do you consider cheating? Is it that you have to download something external and then like make
I it accuse my girlfriend of cheating every time she uses a guide for a game. Like, if she goes to look something up, I'm like, you dirty cheater.
That's funny because to me, the guide is, it's a guide. It's like a roadmap to the game.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. You know? I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not going to tell her that.
Okay, so you're just saying in the sense of your relationship.
Oh, for
sure. The guide is
for
cheating.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But your thumbs up on a guide to a video game.
Yeah, right? That's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
So technically you didn't cheat.
I mean, you're bad, but it's fine.
Oh, I guess you did cheat because the guys, the whole premonition of your situation was you would not.
There you go.
Yeah.
Use the guide.
But I had a time limit, so, you know, I wasn't risking that.
Ah, I see. All right. Well, coming up in a bit, we have a game recommendation for all of our listening gamers on a budget with the free game of the week. But ahead next, there's a professional gaming league paying players significantly more than any other league. We'll discuss which league and find out just what the average salaries of some professional gamers are. That's next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.